Part 1.
Good morning, folks. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. And today it is scorching out, so I've had to crack a window. So if you're getting any sound from the streets, I'm sorry about that, but it is just too hot in the studio. Let's see. You just heard Topsy, Part 1 by Cozy Cole. Before that was Doggone It by Donna Hightower. And starting off the show today is Talk is Cheap by Dave Baby Cortez. And again, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby. And let's see, this past Sunday was the Pasadena Record Meet, so I got a bunch of new 45s. So that's pretty much what the show will be today, as well as some stuff I've gotten from record collectors and eBay and my various sources. So definitely stay tuned because there's some killer stuff coming up in the show. But I guess the basic info... Lost in Paradise, every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my archived shows. And I normally throw out this info. Sometimes it's a little difficult navigating the archive, so you can email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you have any questions or trouble with the archive. Or if you just have any requests or whatnot, just shoot me an email. So let's see. Next up, I've got Middle of the Night by The Clovers here at Lost in Paradise.
In the middle of the night.
soldiers hold me, squeeze me, baby, in the middle of the night. Well, they say to each his own, and I want you to be mine alone. As they say,
That was Shimmy Shimmy Like Kate by the Olympics. Before that was Outer Limits by the Marquettes. And the starting off the set was Middle of the Night with the Clovers. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and the city traffic of Los Angeles, if you can hear it. I'm not sure. It is pretty steaming here in the Kill radio station, so I've had to crack some windows in here. Anyways, again, you're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby. Again, I went to Record Meet this Sunday, so today's show is all new 45s. Next up is a new record, which I didn't get from the Record Meet. I got from a record collector. But anyways, this is Funhouse by Dick Ross and the Royal Counts here at Lost in Paradise.
Get your tickets, buy some peanuts, come in the fun house, yeah! We'll be right back.
sweet as he can be. Hands off of him, he belongs to me. Hands off of him, it don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Treats me kind of gentle, makes me feel so good. Loves me every morning like a good man should. Hands off of him, it don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. You can stare and wonder what his loving's like. Hands off of him, unless you want a big fight. Hands off of him, it don't belong to you. He'll be mine until the day I die. Now you heard my story and you know the reason why. Hands off of him, he don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. No matter what you
do. Oh. Well, I was dancing with my baby to the Tennessee waltz. What an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my baby, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my baby from me. Well, I remember that night, and that Tennessee waltz. Well, you know just how much I lost. Well, I lost my baby. The night that they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz.
A nice, I guess, white rocker set for you. That was Tennessee Waltz by Bobby Comstock. Before that was a nice white cover of Priscilla Bowman's Hands Off by Nan Wine. And starting off the set was Funhouse by Dick Ross and the Royal Counts. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me anytime by checking out my recorded and archived shows uploaded to the KillRadio.org homepage. Next up, I've got Georgia Slope by Jimmy McCracklin here at Lost in Paradise.
Now, where does I where I made my stop? They do a dance down there called the Georgia Slope. They all hang out at Big Leg Lee's. And they don't give a hoop about no police. At Big Leg Lee's, I'm talking about. Where they knock down, kick, and drag them out. They get paid on Friday when the work all done. And they all do it up until Monday come. When they do that flop, they turn loose hands and do the feet like a chicken when it's scratching in sand. Peg Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Where the knockdown kick and drags them out. On Saturday night they all knocked out. And when Sunday come they always shout. Monday morning when the sun is bright, they all talk about what happened Saturday night. At Peg Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Where the knockdown kick and drag them out. Look out for it! She weighed about 385. I started to look at her and I couldn't stop. And she and I got together and did the Georgia Slop. That Big Leg Lee's what I'm talking about. Why the knockdown kick and drag them out.
Boy called Shorty and a city boy named Dan had to prove who could run the fastest to win Miss Lucy's hand. Now Dan had all the money and he also had the looks, but Shorty must have had something, boys, that can't be found in books. Oh well, I cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, that's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, it's a you I wanna win. Had been in training a week before the race. He'd made up his mind old Shorty would end in second place. And Dan, with his long legs a-flying, left Shorty far behind. And Shorty heard him holler out, Miss Lucy, you'll soon be mine. Oh, well, I cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, that's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, it's you I wanna win. But Shorty wasn't worried, there was a smile up on his face. He knew that he wasn't going to win, cause Lucy had fixed the race. And just like that old story about the turtle and the hare, when Dan crossed over the finish line, he found Shorty waiting there. Oh well, I cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, that's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across Shorty, Shorty, cut across, it's you I wanna win. It's you I wanna win. It's you I wanna win. It's you I wanna win.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel. Well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, it's been so long and lonely, see, well, let her get back. It's so lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you, and you got Tell the tech, when you take a walk down Lundy Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, rip my jeans, where you will be, third pair today, you'll be so lovely, you could die. Jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lovely. Tears keep flowing. So lovely. That's too much. Turn me off.
All right. I don't know if that would be considered like Elvis blasphemy or not, but it was pretty hilarious. I'd never heard of this guy Stan Freberg before. Anyways, that was his Heartbreak Hotel. Before that was Cut Across Shorty by Eddie Cochran. And starting off that set was Georgia Slope by Jimmy McCracklin. You're Lost in Paradise with your silly angel baby here at killradio.org. Listening to my newly acquired 45s. And next up, I have queued a really nice cover of Cherry Pie by Charles Christie and the Crystals here at Lost in Paradise.
Cherry, cherry pie. Cherry, cherry pie. Cherry, cherry pie. Oh, so good. Oh,
cherry pie. Oh, yeah.
Vocal by Dick Dale for you, The Fairest of Them All. Before that was Jim Dandy by Laverne Baker and the Gliders, which I've originally only heard by Anne Margaret, which I've learned does a really nice cover of that. I guess Laverne Baker's the original Jim Dandy. And starting off the set was Cherry Pie by Charles Christie and the Crystals, which is a really nice cover of Marvin and Johnny. Although you can really tell that Charles Christie really wants to eat that cherry pie, so it's a pretty nice cover. Well, you're lost in paradise with your truly angel baby here at killradio.org. And next up, I think I have my most paranoid record that I will ever play or maybe ever own. It's Stranger in Town by Del Shannon here at Lost in Paradise.
Me and my baby been on the run so very long. Her folks sent a man to get us. They say we've done wrong.